And there's a Torah Sunday night, Rosh Hashanah, why is it?
That's what you do. In Yashon HaMitosah Shina Keva, then the Mishra Kazan, you sleep with your bed a proper sleep, and if a person goes to wash his five night into the meal, he can't, he's too tired for the late night last night, he's very busy. So he's going to rest for half an hour in bed. He's going to lie down for half an hour, take a nap, and after half an hour, he'll be back in full swing. There, the Mishra Brewer says, Haba Hefsa, that's called a Hefsa Taka. So Mishra Brewer's criteria is, did he fall to sleep by mistake, or did he plan to fall to sleep? If he planned to go to sleep, then he's got a problem. That's a hefsek. You have to make a new bracha on your food. If you didn't plan to go to sleep, you just fell asleep, that's okay. That's how Mishra Brewer does. Others say, slightly different, they make a chilek between Kavona, not Kavona, that's what Mishra Brewer is, Mishra Brewer, I don't know. I'd say it depends how you sleep, sitting up or lying down. So it's different ways of learning how it could be. By the way, that's an interesting side of people ask about a chole, for example. But let's say there's an ill person who's lying in bed and he drinks during the day, but he falls asleep and he dozes off every so often. So at any time, that's not called a proper shino. That's not a proper sign. This is a night time, that's probably sleep. I'm saying dozing off during the day, that's the chole, not called a proper shino. That's okay, that's what I said for a chole. Chole in bed, does it, yeah? Right. Then we spoke about, we didn't speak about this last time actually, but it's also a semalocha. I mean, it's not everything called a hefsek. Someone's in the middle of a meal, he realizes it's not davening mincha. So he goes out to daven mincha. That's not called a hefsek. That's not called break of a meal. Davening does not terminate the what do you call it? It does not terminate your session of eating, and your bracha is still valid. So obviously, a bread meal, you've got to make a bracha game. Then you've got other food, like, other people staying behind. You've not lost your bracha. It does not terminate the meal. That's why, what do you call it? Even when you have to stop, that means the wash, let's say Chas V'Shalom, a chole has to eat on Yom Kippur. So he makes a shahakod on the drink and he waits a certain amount of time before he has his next gap. So he has to stop, he doesn't want to drink the whole lot in one go. That's not called a hefsek, and the bracha is still valid for that as well. So the bracha can go on for that as well. Yeah? Okay, you won't make a bracha chole normally, but that's what you can do. Okay, everybody say. Now, let's come back to our halacha tonight, and that is decide to stop eating. And let's just start from the beginning, let's make it look like Dhamma first of all. And that is generally when the person makes a bracha on a food item. So any food item with the same bracha in front of him at the time he makes the bracha is covered. So a person who has a fruit bowl in front of him, makes a berry praise on an apple, he have no kavana in me. But since the fruits are in front of him at the table, we assume that the bracha covers everything on the table. Same bracha, obviously. So he brings an apple. In his fruit bowl, he's got pizzas, tangerines, oranges, pears, everything. He's allowed to have one to the other. We assume whatever's in front of you is included. So a person goes to a kiddush, for example, and he makes shahakot on a drink. So he's got herrings included, chocolates included, sweets included, everything on the table. At the time you make the bracha, we assume that that's your bracha is covering that as well. That's the general assumption when a person makes a bracha. If it wasn't on a table, then that's much more problematic. So in certain cases, you can make a new bracha. So let's say, for example, someone made a bracha on an apple, and he took the apple from the Shabbos room where the fruit bowl is, he went to the kitchen to have an apple, he made a bracha very pretty as an apple, and he decides afterwards, I want to have an orange. Now, it wasn't in front of him when he made the bracha. That's problematic, that could be a problem. Unless you have the favor of das when you make a berry praise to cover everything. That's always a general rule, it's always a good idea to do. Whenever you make a bracha, have in mind to cover all food items with the same bracha. That's the general
rule. You have a meal, not on the table. You have soup, let's get washed, make a shahakot. Then you're going to have chicken. But chicken's not on the table, is it in the fridge or is it in the oven?
Quite right, very good point. Yeah, but you know you're going to have a meal.
You said it has to be on the table.
No, because there's two things.
Das
also helps, yeah?
No, das helps.
Das helps. I mean, so I have an apple on a table, and I know I've got an orange in the kitchen, but I know I'm going to have an orange. That also helps. Uh-huh. Your case over here, when you're eating, generally your das is to cover all your food items that meal. So you're quite right. It's not in front of you at the time.
You don't know what you might
get a soup. You don't know. Sometimes it's a surprise.
Correct. So you're having a soup. You don't know if you're going to get chicken. Correct. You know it's that.
Come to a wife. So that generally, when a person makes a bracha at a meal time, generally he wants to cover all the food types of that meal. So you haven't got a problem then. You're making a bracha, and you're going to serve. Let's say, I don't even know what happened. Once you go to a restaurant, say you go by yourself to a restaurant, and you start off with the first thing. I don't know how to start in a restaurant. Let's say you start with egg and liver. So now you haven't decided what you're doing, but the maestro, the umdana is, you're understanding that whatever you're going to have is included in the meals. That's not a problem. That's automatically included. When you make shahaka, it's on all the such, all foods that are going to come along. Even though you're quite right, you haven't decided the menu. They've not brought you the menu card yet. So you don't know what's on the menu. I mean, I just saw as I was praying, it's interesting, I don't know, it's like a silence actually. What happens if someone makes a bracha, hamotzi on bread? He has bread, and then the maestro, the bread was so good, he's run out of bread. So he has to go to the shop to buy some new bread. He's going to the baker to buy some new bread, or is she? Does he have to make a new hamotzi on that bread?
He said it's at the table, he buys at the table, and then
it doesn't serve. Let's see if he buys himself. No, but this is much worse, my friend. Even if you're the wife of the same at the table, this is like a new food. You never had das on this bread. Yeah, but you never had das of going to the shop and bringing a meal.
You come back, you
das eat more bread.
You're always going back to where you started.
Yeah, but it's like a new food item.
I washed my bread. I went to the shop to get some more food.
Yes, and that you never, when you made your hamotzi, you never had in mind on bread and brackman or baked and massive glass. Yeah, but that only keeps your bracha for the food you had in your house.
I'm going back to my house.
Yeah, but that food was never there when you made the bracha hamotzi. That was in Machzik Adas Bakery. But no, that wasn't, you have to know, it's an interesting question actually. That wasn't in your house, you weren't expecting to go for that. You thought you got enough bread. The mice, you didn't realize how good the bread was, so you went through the whole packet.
You can't just eat two or three slices of bread anyway, and you end up only got one slice. So you went to the baking to buy two more slices, but you got that to eat three slices of bread.
That could be better. But let's say you have dasa, three slices of bread, which you normally have. The mice, the bread was really good, you run out, you want to go to the baker to get some new bread. I must say, it's a very interesting question. I have to go into it. It's a very interesting question. It's the posh to swallow them, I see. It was never in the house when you made the brothel.
I decided I want something else,
which I've never even thought of in the freezer. I cooked it out. Let's say I'm having mezonos at home, a piece of cake at home. I make mezonos on my piece of cake. I have in mind for mezonos of cake. All of a sudden, knock on the door. My next door neighbor brings me a nice cake. Does that brothel work on that? You never had in mind, you never knew it was going to come. I have to check it out. I don't think it's so posh that. I mean, it's a machlokes b'chavra ramah. I have to check it out. I don't think it's so posh at all. Something was never in your house. You never had in mind on it. You didn't expect it to come. You didn't expect the next door neighbor to bring you a piece
of cake. That's all I wanted to have. Yeah. And my wife brings me
something
nice. And I have it. My intention is to have anything. I'm just going to have something else.
I understand. When a person makes a mezuzah on the food item, generally, you're right. Let's say he says, I'm having my mezuzahs for every mezuzah in the house, but not for something.
I would think that it would include everything that may come on afterwards, even though I had no intention at the time to have anything else.
I'm not so sure. I wouldn't have thought so. I think this is so remote for someone. When was the last time someone delivered you a cake from outside the house to come back to you? It's not a thing that person thinks about normally. Bitch, throw me in your freezer. So you say a person's a bit hungry, he's had a piece of cake. I'm a bit hungry, so I go to the freezer to get something else out. I can stand a sandwich, got doubts on that. Because it's normal that people do that. But something which is unexpected to come in, that's a very big hiddish already. Oh, okay, what's my virus? The mice, the other way is having das, yeah? Now that's another clear halacha, pastures. Let's say a person's had it in mind, he makes a brocha, and he says, I'm only having this. That means the person has a piece of bread, for example, and he says, look, I'm on a diet, I shouldn't be having bread. I'll have one slice of bread only, and that's it. And obviously, he has the bread, he's a bit hungry afterwards. And some other slice. That's much worse. When you've got specific kavanah to limit your bracha, well, I've got a piece of chocolate, someone offers
it. Even though the bread was on the table.
Yeah, but you've limited it. Your das limits what you want. It means your das plays a major role over here. You've got a piece of chocolate, someone offers you a piece of chocolate, now I shouldn't be having it, I'll have one piece, and that's it. So he has one piece. The mice is better than he thought. It's a nice cream cake. It's better than he thought. He wants another piece. That is the chore problematic. Because once you limit your bracha, you have a problem. Now, there's other ways of ruining your bracha, and that is, there's two sorts of actions a person could do. One is a severe sign that you finished your meal, and one is like paro. I'll tell you an example of a severe sign. The Chabad says, someone washes the man achroinim. That means a person, what do you call it, he has a bread meal, he gets up, he washes the man achroinim, and he sits down, he says, you know what, actually, I wouldn't mind another piece of bread. Well, I wouldn't mind another, some more kegel, or a bit more meat, or something else from the meal. That's a serious problem, that really, because once he's already washed my achroinim, that's a proper siluk. That is a hesach hadas that you've ended your meal. What, Moshi?
I thought
you
have to wash my
achroinim. You have to wash my achroinim. Now, the question is, once you wash my achroinim, can you change your mind? So this is a halach in Kupayin Tess, Steve Cotton Base. Kupayin Tess, Steve Cotton Base. Machab, it's actually a machaba. Got my sudos of enough of my machroinim, ain't a yochalech of the rishtos. Once you wash my machroinim, Moshi, that is shown the end of the meal. You may not eat and drink, that's your war bich hamozum. That's it. You've had your chips. You had it. What? Shema is a bit different. This is a severe siluk. This is a severe sign, a very, very showing very strongly that you've terminated your meal. That is when a person washes my machronim. Mr. Brewer says, that's a serious break, he says. Yes, can I wash the suya? He says that's another shayla. First of all, one shayla is that once you wash my achroinim, you should really bet straight away. That's shayla number one. Shayla number two is, have you lost your hamotzi? So that's clear, your hamotzi's gone. Now the shayla is, can you change your mind and have some more bread? So Mishmur says, you're allowed, it's not ideal. Ideal is to bet straight after my achroinim. But if you're very hungry, you're allowed to carry on eating bread, but you're taking bracha. Yeah. Now, I'm not sure what happens if you decide to have more kegel and meat. So you have to make a broch on that, yeah? But it could be your hamotzi won't cover it, your bichas hamotzi won't cover it, because it's not part of the meal anymore. So that's a serious problem. You might have to make bone and flesh on that, even, possibly. Yeah. So that's a serious problem. When a person, what do you call it, a person washes my machoin. Who I didn't, a person lifts up a kois for bichas hamotzi, the bench of bichas hamotzi. That's a serious siluk. There, you've got a major problem to carry on eating.
I'll just check it out.
I think the foods that you eat now are not covered by Birchas Hamazon. It's finished. Your bread meal is finished. Your Birchas Hamazon only patterns things through the bread meal. Now that you've washed my Machroinim, your bread meal is finished, you're starting a new meal.
Okay, you should have to make on
a Yeah. Very interesting question, actually. I'm not sure. I don't know. So, my achroinim, holding up the kois, that's a clear sign of hesach hadas. There's a lot of questionable ones, but I must tell you a thing about shia malis, pashtus, it's not called hesach hadas. According to everyone. So that means a person doing shia malis, and then he decides he wants to have some more bread or some more anything, pashtus, many pashtus hold, that's not called hesach hadas. I'm saying you're singing it because you're finishing the meal. Yeah, but it doesn't mean that you're not going to have anything afterwards to eat. And it's a chiddush, actually. I must say it's a chiddush. Yeah, it is a bit of a chiddush. Right? So, yeah, you couldn't have said that once you sing Shia Malas, that shows you finished. Yeah. That's another one. Questionable hefsek hadas is if someone says, let's bench. Let's bench is the question. That's very questionable what that is. What I said, there's a big machlokas about that. When a person says something which is questionable, so drinking after that is definitely out. If you have to make a new bracha. Food items is questionable whether your das finishes on. It's not clear enough what to do. I must tell you, someone told me this story because it's very interesting. Someone asked before. Let's say a visitor in someone's house. So generally speaking, the visitor in someone's house, he makes the bracha, he doesn't know what's going to be served. And therefore, generally, when he makes a bracha, all the food items are going to be covered. Yeah, because that's what happens. He makes a bracha, that's not what's going to happen. So he makes a bracha, shakha, wherever it's shakha is included. That's by an oirach. The question is, what happens actually? So funny, I once heard an interesting story. What about a husband and a wife? Is that the same thing? I always wonder about this emotion. Let's say his wife is serving him, and the husband makes a bracha on a food item. So if he has in mind to cover everything in the meal, there's no problem. Let's say he didn't. What happens now? So some say, which is a chiddush, not many people hold this actually, some say the Ma'aseh is not covered. Though it's not, you don't say it to her as his wife, because you can easily say no. I would say that if his wife would offer it, he'd be embarrassed to say no, then it is included. But it's not so much. Someone told me, I mean, I've checked the story out with someone. Someone told me he was at Chaim Kadesh once. Very interesting story. And what it was, they sang Shir HaMaalis, and then all of a sudden the remnants came with some more chant. So this is a bit like you, actually. So, the one that Bochum said to the Rebbe's Shulti, they've sang already Shir HaMaalis, and therefore it's, what do you call it, we can't have any more chant. So apparently Reb Chaim piped up that in this house it's Hadas Baba's Abayis. She's the boss. It's an ancient thing, actually. So that he's taking on clear that you go on the woman. But I look in the safe of the Pisra Halacha, he ties it's not posh at all to rely on a wife serving. He ties many possible hold the wife serving is not enough of a heter, not enough of a thing. I don't know why, I'm not sure, a lot of people don't know what they're going to be served. And they make a brocha, they don't know what's going to be on the menu. She's looked at the ami or whatever thing it is, and she's got a new recipe. No one knows what's going to be on there. I find it a bit chiddish that it's not what you call it, it's not included. But the Maisi, he says, no, in the same brocha, a bond the time is that some possible say it's okay. If he'd be embarrassed to say he doesn't want it. So you have to know what that is, okay?
Drinking and eating.
Yeah, drinking is much worse. Now, apparently, drinking is much easier to cut off. Eating a lot, that's interesting. And Shulchan Aruch makes a schilek. Shulchan Aruch says, you can see in Kufayin Tess, he says, for example, look, I'll read that Russian. Hablon Navarro, he says, let's come on bench. Have a Hesach Adas. It's a Hesach Adas. Go to one shitter. But also, Lishtois, I can you work on Tchira. Vachila, so Lishtois is definitely also. Vachila, what about eating? According to the Rosh, it's the same as drinking. Eating is different. It looks like eating, it's much harder to refrain from eating than it is from drinking. That means that drinking, I suppose you don't eat drink so much, you drink and that's it. So once a person says, Hablon Navarro, he's finished drinking, that's really enough. Eating, very often a person sidetracks, he eats, he says, I'm stopping, and then he carries on eating afterwards. So eating is a bit of a shy.
First of all, people have a glass of tea, you decide, oh, you know, I thought my family was going to get up
to the meal. Well, where are you up to?
He wants to have a glass of bench.
He said, let's go on bench.
Let's go on bench, so they haven't decided, and they think, you know what, I'll have a glass of tea.
Yeah.
So that's part of the meal.
Yeah, yeah,
exactly.
What?
Why should one have to make a shower?
But you said, let's go on bench, it's different.
Yeah, but he said, eating is okay.
But now you're eating and drinking, you're having a glass of tea.
I'm saying, why is that different? You say there's not, you don't drink, you do.
It looks like drinking, yeah, it could be that particular example. Generally speaking, drinking is limited. I think a person drinks, that's it, he doesn't drink and drink. Eating, very often, you eat more. So by eating, a person's not masalik da'as so quickly. Yeah, it's a chiddush, I must say, it's taka chiddush, that's how this works. The best is to be careful not to say you want to finish eating. Once you get in these words and say, I want, let's bench, that's the problem. The maestro, the only thing is an oiruch, a visitor who's there, and he's sitting at a table, and he says to the guy, who's getting late, let's bench. It's a bit rude, I should say, but let's say he says that. That, I would invite your person again to me, after, but let's say he says that. In that case, that could be nothing. Because he's not a boss. It's the Bala boss who decides what to do. So even though he said, let's bench, the Maisa, he knows that he's not a Bala boss there. Therefore, it could be different. All right, wait a second.